KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 55 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to mostly sunny today, a high of 77. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak Tuesday afternoon arrested a man on felony drug charges. 31-year-old Andrew Thomas Copeland Falk of Red Oak was arrested for possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine. He also faces the charge of unlawful possession of prescription pills. Falk was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $50,000 cash bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports two drug-related arrests and numerous other arrests. Official says the result of a traffic stop on westbound Interstate 80 Monday. Deputies arrested 31-year-old Bradley Blake Whitman of Flagstaff, Arizona, and 23-year-old Michael A. DeChico of Imperial Beach, California. The men face felony charges that include possession with the intent to deliver less than 10 grams of LSD, possession with intent to deliver more than 5 grams of meth, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. They were also charged with possession of Xanax first offense, possession of psilocybin mushrooms first offense, possession of marijuana first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. DeChico was also charged with one count of OWI first offense. Both men were taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $100,000 bond each. On May 26th, Cass County deputies arrested 20-year-old Sierra Desiree Weston of Atlantic on charges of possession of methamphetamine first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Weston was taken to the Cass County Jail and released Tuesday on her own recognizance. Sunday, Cass County deputies arrested 21-year-old Brian Edward Cashalo of Atlantic on a charge of OWI first offense. He was released later that day on his own recognizance. Also on Monday, 20-year-old Sarah Jo Porter of Cumberland turned herself into the Cass County Jail and District Court warrants for four counts of probation violation. Porter was released later that day on $2,000 bond. And 54-year-old Russell Allen Shearer of Griswold was arrested Monday on a district court warrant for failure to appear to serve jail time. Shearer was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was completing his sentenced time. The Atlantic Police Department reports several arrests as well over the past week. On Sunday, Atlantic Police arrested 29-year-old Michael Medina of Atlantic for domestic abuse assault by impeding airflow and 26-year-old Tyler Mills of Atlantic on a warrant for eluding. Last Saturday, 20-year-old Tyler Osborne of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for theft in the fifth degree or shoplifting. 27-year-old Justin Cooley of Atlantic was arrested for theft in the third degree, a warrant issued for his arrest. On Friday, 25-year-old Devin Register of Atlantic was arrested on a warrant for simple assault. Last Thursday, Atlantic police arrested 25-year-old Joshua Olwell of Atlantic for harassment in the second degree, reckless use of a firearm and carrying a weapon. And 23-year-old Tanner Jimison of Clarinda was arrested for driving while barred, along with OWI. And on May 23rd, 39-year-old Kevin Millam of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault, causing injury. The Cass County Sheriff's Office says a Polk County man was arrested Sunday evening following an accident investigation. 35-year-old Israel Medina Jr. of Des Moines was charged with OWI first offense after deputies responded to a car versus deer accident at around 7:40 p.m. Sunday on Oxford Road. Medina was brought to the Cass County Jail and released Monday on his own recognizance. And Saturday afternoon, the Cass County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a single vehicle accident on Quincy Road, about a quarter mile east of 740th Street. A 2002 Chevy Tahoe driven by 32-year-old Eric Sean Johnson of Messina was eastbound on Quincy Road when Johnson lost control of the SUV, which slid into the north ditch, rolled once, and came to rest on its wheels. Johnson was transported to the Cass County Hospital by Cumberland Fire and Rescue. Damage amounted to $12,000 altogether. The accident remains under investigation by the Iowa State Patrol. And one person was arrested following a standoff involving a man with a large knife Monday morning in Guthrie County. The sheriff's office said 22-year-old Douglas McDaniel of Jamaica was charged with assault while displaying a dangerous weapon after he allegedly confronted with a 9-inch butcher knife Chief Deputy Jeremy Bennett and another man. McDaniel surrendered the knife and was taken into custody before being booked into the Guthrie County Jail and held on a $2,000 cash-only bond. In the funeral announcements, Jamie Malden, age 32, of Greenfield, died May the 20th during a single-vehicle accident in Adair County. Celebration of life services for Jamie Malden will be today at 10 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Gene Fultner, age 93, of Lincoln, Nebraska, and formerly of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for Gene Fultner will be on Friday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Kim Michael Wedham, age 68, of Avoca, died Monday at his home. A visitation for Kim Wedham will be held on Friday from 1 until 8 p.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca, where the family will be present from 5 until 8 p.m. on Friday. Sally Ann Williams, age 87, of Story City and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday at Bethany Manor in Story City. A celebration of life visitation with the family of Sally Williams will be held Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marvin Seastrom, age 90, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Marvin Seastrom will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Barbara Egan, age 80, of Manila, died Tuesday at the Manning Hospital. Services for Barbara Egan are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. And Dan Chambers, age 60, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Dan Chambers are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Leonard Kwapaszewski, age 93, of Erling, died Saturday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home in Erling. Services for Leonard Kwapaszewski are currently pending at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.